In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Many times in our life, we say, this is the voice of God to me. I prayed, and I know that God is talking to me. But in fact, maybe we are not listening to the voice of God. We are listening to other voices, and we confuse ourselves by saying, this is the voice of God, not knowing what is this true voice. And let me give you some examples. For example, Adam and Eve, the voice of God was clear to them. You can eat from all the trees of the garden, but from this tree, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, don't eat from this tree. The voice of God was very clear. But when Satan talked to them, they confused the voice of Satan with the voice of God. And they listened to the voice of Satan. And maybe they said, we did not understand the God. Maybe they said, God send this serpent to us. Maybe they justified listening to the voice of Satan by a way or another. Although the voice of Satan was clearly against the voice of God. So, many times Satan speaks to us, and to confuse the voice of God in our mind. And when we justify a commandment against the commandment of God, be careful lest you are listening to the voice of Satan, not to the voice of God. For example, maybe Satan will justify to you a lie. And you say, God knows my heart. It is not my intention to lie. But wisdom says I should lie in this situation. And when you say wisdom says, God is wisdom. So you are saying to yourself, this is the voice of God. Although it is the voice of Satan, not the voice of God. So, how do you know if it is the voice of Satan, not the voice of God? Number one, it is against the commandment of God. Any voice speaking to you against the commandment of God, it is the voice of Satan. If God said, thou shalt not lie, if any voice tell you it's okay to lie, it is Satan. Also, Satan cast doubt on the word of God. Satan casts doubt on the word of God. You shall not die, as he said to Eve. And many times, we say, sin will not hurt me. Marijuana and drugs will not hurt me. I do it for fun. It's okay to drink for fun. It's okay to go and dance for fun. It's okay to do this activity. it will not hurt me. Although the Bible says clearly that such activities, when we surround ourselves with ungodly people like partying or whatever, you know, it hurts us. Do not be deceived. Bad company corrupt good morals. But Satan will tell you it will not hurt you. Satan cast doubt on the word of God. And Satan also cast doubt on God's interest. He will tell you God doesn't like you. God will condemn you. God doesn't want you to have fun in your life. God doesn't want you to enjoy your life. As he said to Adam and Eve, or to Eve, God knows if you eat from this tree, you will be similar to him, you will be like to him. So as if he is saying, God doesn't want your best interest. God doesn't want your best interest. Also, Satan may distort the word of God, make you read the word of God differently. For example, when St. Paul wrote to Timothy, telling him, take some wine for your illness, many people says, St. Paul said, little wine can help you to have a good health. Although there is no such verse. And when St. Paul wrote this to Timothy, because he had with him St. Luke, who was a physician, so this was like a medical prescription. So in order to know the voice of Satan, to stay away from it, it is again the commandment of God. Cast doubt on the word of God. Cast doubt on the character of God. And also distort the word of God. Distort the word of God. Either the text or the interpretation. Or the interpretation. Like how people, when God said about communion, do this in remembrance of me, how many people distorted the interpretation. So they say, Saint Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. This means it is not his body. It is just for remembrance. Although Jesus himself said, take, eat, this is my body. Take, eat, drink, this is my blood. Another voice that we may confuse with the voice of God is the voice of friends. Voice of friends. Many times we listen to friends more than listening to God. And let me give you an example or two examples from Scripture. Rehoboam, the son of Solomon. After Solomon died and he became the king, he went to the elders of Israel asking for advice. So the elders of Israel give him advice, be kind to the people, be a servant to them, and they will love you. He went to his friends, to his peers, but the peers told him, no. Don't listen. Go and be harsh. Tell them, my father disciplined you with whips. I discipline you with scorpions. And as a young man, he liked the idea to be harsh, to be firm, to scare people. But what happened? Because he listened to his peers, the kingdom was divided. Another story is the story of Amnon, the son of David, when he wanted, actually, he loved his sister. And according to the Old Testament, he can marry her because she is not from the same mother. Same father, but not the same mother. And she told him, you can ask David, and David will agree to give me to you as a wife. But Amnon went to his cousin, who was also his friend, and asked him, what should I do? So Amnon gave him, his cousin gave him a wicked idea. He told him, pretend that you are sick and ask the king that your sister bring the food to your room and then do with her whatever you want to do. And Amnon liked the idea. So he pretended to be sick and asked the king that his sister prepare food for him. And the king agreed. Then he committed sin with his sister. Many times we listen to the voice of the friends. How do you know that the voice of your friends, is going in the wrong direction? Number one, it is against the voice of the godly, the wise people, the elders. So when your friends tell you something and your parents tell you something else, trust your parents, don't trust your friends. Most of us, we trust our peers more than our parents. But I'm telling you, most of the time, I know there are a few exceptions, but most of the time, your parents are wiser than your friends, and they love you and care about you. Don't say, Sayyidina says, there are few exceptions, I'm one of these exceptions, to justify it yourself. Another thing, your friends will tell you what goes with your desire. They will not tell you the truth. They will tell you what goes with your desire. Like Amnon's cousin gave him idea to satisfy his desire. Rahab'am, friends, gave him the idea how to be powerful. Powerful king, and this was his desire. And usually, young friends, they are after power, after authority. It's not about humbleness. It's either after power and authority, or after pleasure. So be careful lest you are listening to the voice of your friends, not the voice of God. A third voice is my own voice. Many times actually we listen to ourselves and we believe that this voice is from God. Like Samson in his marriage, he did not listen to the voice of God. The commandment of God, don't marry from strangers to you or foreigners to you in faith. And this woman from Timnah, she was pagan. She was a foreigner to him in faith. So it was against the commandment of God. Also, his parents told him, why are you marrying from uncircumcised people? Means not people of God. Don't you see anyone from our nation? But he listened to his own voice. And he said to his parents, she pleases me well. She pleases me well. Listening to our voice, usually to satisfy a personal desire. Satisfy a personal desire. So Samson here did not listen to the voice of God, did not listen to the voice of his parents, but listened to his own voice, to his own desire. And that's why he failed in his marriage, because he did not listen to the voice of God. That's why in John chapter 10, the Lord said, my sheep knows my voice. My sheep know my voice. The word know doesn't mean just we know it, we recognize it. But the word me know means they knew it, they follow it, they apply it, they live by it. Which voice you are listening to? Are you listening to the voice of Satan, or to the voice of friends, or to your own voice, or to the voice of God? So these are the four common voices that we listen to in our life. Either Satan, friends, myself, or the voice of God. How do we know the voice of God? For example, I'm going to make a major decision in my life. How do I know this is the voice of God? God has revealed well and hidden well. The revealed well in the scripture. Love your enemies. That's his revealed well. Forgive one another. That's his revealed well. Be servant of all and last of all. That's his revealed well. The more we apply the revealed well in our life, the more the hidden will be revealed to me. Hidden well, I mean by it, what God wants you to do in this particular situation. You cannot find a verse in the scripture telling you. But if I am unfaithful in his revealed will that is written in the scripture, why God actually will reveal a hidden will and at the end I will not listen to it? Because if I care about listening to the voice of God, I should have listened to the voice of God from the beginning. So how to listen, how to know the voice of God? Number one, you need to apply the revealed will. Maybe somebody is saying, but no person is keeping all the commandments of God, and I agree with you. Does this mean God will never reveal his will, the hidden will, to us? No. There is difference between a person who intentionally rebel against the will of God, or a person who break the will of God out of weakness, but then he repent. And may he break it again, but then he repents. The second type, people walking in the fear of God. So even if they break the will of God, they repent and return back to God. But the first group are the rebellious. We read in the scripture, the mystery of God is revealed to his fearers. Those who fear God, to them God will reveal his mystery. Walking in the fear of God doesn't mean never breaking commandment of God, but means even if I break the commandment of God, I will repent. And God will reveal his will to you. So number one, be honest and faithful in the revealed will of God. Number two, pray. Ask and you shall receive. Knock and it will be opened to you. But you need to ask and you need to knock with good intention. Yesterday in the Bible study, I told you about the scribes and Pharisees who asked Christ, by what authority you are doing this? And he did not answer them because they did not know, their question was not because he wanted to know his will, but their question had a bad intention to catch him with a word that they might destroy him. So sometimes we ask and we knock, but for the wrong reason. But if we are asking and knocking for the right reason, God will reveal his will to us. Number three, the Holy Scripture. But when I'm saying the Holy Scripture, doesn't mean I will open the scripture to find a verse and this verse will answer my question. No. God doesn't work this way. Sometimes he works this way, like with St. Anthony the Great. But when I'm saying the scripture, the more you know the scripture, the more you study the scripture, the more you memorize the scripture, you will acquire the mind of God. So when you acquire the mind of Christ, it will be easy to say in this situation, God wants me to do this. If you have a very close friend, a very, very close friend, and then if I ask you, what your friend would suggest in this situation? What your friend would suggest in this situation? You are going to tell me most probably my friend will say so and so. And most of the time you're right, because you are so close to your friend, so you understand his mind. The scripture helps me to understand the mind of Christ and to acquire the mind of God. So in a particular situation, I can say, in this situation, God wants me to do this way. Number four, guidance, direction, counseling. The Bible says salvation is through many counselors. Go and ask. Ask godly people. Ask wise people. Ask your spiritual father. People who have experience. But many people, when they go and ask, they are not asking to find an answer, but to find approval. So for example, if your conscience is telling you what you are doing is wrong, so just you want to get the stamp of approval from Abuna in order to calm your conscience. I remember one time a person came to me asking for advice. And I told him the advice according to the scripture. That's what you should do. Then he started to argue and argue and argue and argue to convince me with his opinion. And his opinion was actually not according to the commandment of God. So I told him, if you are so convinced with this, why are you coming to me? Go and do it. Who stopped you from doing it? But do you know why you are here? You are here not to get my advice. You are here to calm your conscience. Your conscience is telling you this is wrong. So you are coming here to me to convince me in order to approve what you are saying. Then you go and do it and your conscience is clear. So many times when we go to ask for direction or for guidance, we are not asking for guidance, but we are asking approval for our own idea. And if you are so convinced with your idea, go and do it. So in order to know the voice of God and to stay away from the voice of Satan or voice of friends or voice of yourself, do the revealed will of God, walk in the fear of God, prayer, scripture, guidance. Number four, use your mind. God give us the mind in order to guide us. This faculty of thinking and analyzing, it's a gift from God to help us to make decisions in our life. Pray and then make a table, and in this table write all the options in front of you. 3, 4, 5 options regardless. I'm saying write, make it in writing. And then under each option, make 2 columns, pros and cons, pros and cons, pros and cons. And with prayer and asking the will of God and getting direction and guidance, write the pros and cons under each option. And don't finish this process in one day. This process may take 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 2 weeks. Until you exhaust all the options. And believe me, after you write the pros and cons under each option, it will be clear to you which direction you should take. When you see it with your own eye, it will be clear to you which direction you should take. Number six, so we said, walk in the fear of God, keep His revealed will, prayer, scripture, guidance, voice of mind that is enlightened and anointed by the Holy Spirit. Number six, peace. You will find your heart is full of peace. If you are really seeking the will of God. But if you are seeking your own will, you will not find peace. you will not find peace. But if you want to do the will of God, the Lord said, my peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you. And walking in the will of God and doing the will of God will give you peace of heart and peace of mind. That's why when St. Paul gave us prescription for anxiety in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, he said, be anxious over nothing. Don't be anxious. But in everything you are worried about, through prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And then what would happen? And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Number 7, and the last point. Although emotions can be revealing, our emotions can be revealing, but emotions also can be deceiving. If you are watching a movie, and you know it's just a movie, but you can't cry. Why? Because emotions are deceiving. That's why I try to stay away from emotional decisions. If you are angry or have negativity towards somebody or negative emotions, don't make a decision and don't make a choice at that time, because your emotion will cloud the whole situation. Wait until you calm down. Wait until you have peace in your heart. Then you, when you make a decision, this decision actually will be a mental decision or a rational decision guided by the Holy Spirit. Guided by the Holy Spirit. So, these are the points. Many times we listen to the voice of Satan, or listen to the voice of friends, or listen to our own voice. And we confuse these three voices with the voice of God. But in order to know the voice of God, you need actually to walk in the fear of God and to keep His revealed will. You need prayer and scripture. You need spiritual direction and guidance. You need to use your mind, the power of thinking and analysis. You need to stay away from emotions, although you can use the emotion to reveal some issues, but don't rely on your emotions, because emotion can be misleading. And finally, you will have the peace of God in your heart. May the Lord help us to know His voice and to recognize His voice, and to follow His voice, and to stay away from any different voice that can actually misguide us or mislead us, take us in the wrong direction. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.